Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lorenzo Gray. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines bunts in front of the plate. Simmons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Law moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Law scores. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Simmons moves to third. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Fisk. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines scores. Kittle moves to third. Two outs. It's Brewers, 3, White Sox, 3. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howell strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Molitor scores. It's 6-3, Brewers. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Gray reaches second base with a double. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dibzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gray scores. It's 6-4, Brewers. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to second. Jim Slayton now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money pinch hits for Roy Howell. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive towards third. Gray reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law bunts towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 8-4, Brewers. Salome Barojas now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lorenzo Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Mura now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Luzinski is hit by the pitch. Law moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. Rusty Kuntz pinch runs for Greg Luzinski. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.